From the Ingalls studio, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Friday, April 26th, and happy 90th birthday to actress Carol Burnett. Bruce Jenkins, and here are your top stories presented by Gwinnett Kia Mall of Georgia. Motorcyclist indicted for Gwinnett crash that killed Georgia State Trooper. Gwinnett police searching for missing 13-year-old Swanee girl. And Curiosity Lab Criterium in Petrie Corners features top cyclists. Plus, my conversation with Hollywood Skin Atlanta owner Jessica Idris. All of this and more is coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen daily and subscribe.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? Kia Mall of Georgia is a family-owned business for over 20 years.
Been here in Buford for 25 years, selling cars to anyone that wants one. The reasons why you would come to a small family-owned dealership, you get that sort of family experience.
Kia Mall of Georgia makes buying, selling, or trading in easy. And that's why customers come back year after year.
We have people from out of state that will come back that have been buying cars from us for years that'll drive on in or fly on in, trade in their car, get a new one, and leave.
So come by the lot today or find us online at KiaMallOfGA.com.
Gerson Donoho Ayala Rodriguez, 21, was indicted for murder by a Gwinnett County grand jury following a January 28th crash on Interstate 85 near Old Peachtree Road that killed Trooper Jimmy Seneskar. Ayala Rodriguez faces felony charges including felony murder, first-degree vehicular homicide, tampering with evidence, and fleeing or attempting to elude a police officer, alongside misdemeanor charges for reckless driving, speeding, driving without a license, operating a vehicle without insurance, and operating an unregistered vehicle. Officials stated Ayala Rodriguez was traveling over 140 miles an hour on his motorcycle before the crash, which occurred during a pursuit initiated by Seneskar. Ayala Rodriguez allegedly destroyed the motorcycle's license plate during the chase. Seneskar, 28, died from injuries sustained in the crash. Ayala Rodriguez was arrested 5 days later and remains in Gwinnett County Jail without bond. Sandy Michelle Soto, a 13-year-old girl, has been missing from her home on Welford Road in unincorporated Suwannee since April 21st around 11:45 p.m., as reported by the Gwinnett County Police Department. Her father reported her disappearance the next day. Sandy is described as Hispanic, 5 feet 4 inches tall, weighing 120 pounds, with black hair tied into braids. Authorities urge anyone with information to contact GCPD detectives at 770-513-5300. Tips can also be submitted anonymously to Crime Stoppers at 404-577-TIPS or online at crimestopatl.com. Crime Stoppers offers a cash reward for information leading to an arrest and indictment in this case. Petrie Corners is hosting the second annual Curiosity Lab Bicycle Criterium as part of Speed Week, featuring top cyclists from all around the world, including Olympic medalists and champions. The event happening on Sunday will also include a running race, kid races, food trucks, vendors, and family activities. The race takes place in the world-famous Curiosity Lab, a 5G-enabled 500-acre living laboratory for IoT, mobility, and smart city technologies. The Curiosity Lab Criterium will showcase innovative technologies aimed at protecting vulnerable road users, exhibiting the VRU technology of the future from various sectors including private companies, OEMs, government officials, and advocacy groups. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. We'll be right back.
Why talk to Tom M. Wages Funeral Home Service today? You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral prearrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200 or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Gwinnett County, Georgia. Brought to you by Tom Wages Funeral Home, providing compassionate care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor Samuel Clifford Crosby, Shirley Ann Lamb, and Joanne Welch Mack. Tune in for the latest updates on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. In Henry County, leadership resonates with action and heart. Sheriff Reginald B. Scandrett, our 29th and pioneering African-American sheriff, embodies this spirit. His term reflects more than challenges. It symbolizes victories that glorify our resolve. From the HCSO Restorative Center's triumph to the S3 shaping of our youth for brighter futures, Sheriff Scandrett's compassion extends from advocating for law enforcement to pioneering a mental health unit, ensuring the vulnerable among us aren't overlooked. True leadership is about actions, not just words. It's about changing laws to protect those who protect us, as Sheriff Scandrett has done for injured officers. With proven dedication and unmatched commitment to our community, the choice is clear. Vote to re-elect Sheriff Reginald B. Scandrett for Henry County, for our home.
Authorized by the Committee to Re-elect Sheriff Scandrett. The U.S. EPA finalized rules aimed at reducing fossil fuels, power plant pollution, eliciting praise from clean energy nonprofits for addressing health risks from coal ash disposal. The regulations target greenhouse gas emissions, requiring coal plants to cut carbon emissions by 90% by 2032. Georgia Power may need to revise plans regarding coal ash disposal and faces potential compliance challenges for legacy coal ash sites. Power industry groups criticize the rules, citing concerns about job losses and reliability. Litigation is expected, especially concerning carbon emissions rules. Georgia Power, despite reducing emissions, faces scrutiny for plans to extend fossil fuel capacity. Environmental groups urge utilities to reconsider gas-dependent future amid EPA's regulatory actions. New research suggests that dog owners who experience pet theft undergo significant emotional distress akin to losing a family member or child. The bond between owners and dogs is profound, often intensifying the grief. However, legal frameworks often treat stolen dogs as mere property, limiting support from law enforcement. The manner of theft, whether through force or burglary, exacerbates the trauma. Owners may face delays in progressing grief akin to PTSD, especially if the dog isn't recovered. This study, published in Human-Animal Interactions, underscores the need for psychological and legal support tailored to the unique grief experienced by dog owners. Future research aims to develop support tools for those affected by dog theft. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. Are you stuck in a cooking rut? Be sure and pick up a copy of the Ingles Table magazine. Look for it in your Ingles deli or find it online on our website, ingles-markets.com, under the recipes tab. It's full of recipes and cooking tips, as well as videos from regional celebrities and food bloggers.
Welcome to the DTL Download Series. We're bringing you exciting guests to uncover what's happening in Lawrenceville. And here's today's guest.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. So we're meeting our neighbors here in historic downtown Lawrenceville and Hollywood Skin Atlanta. So I'm with Jessica Julian Idris. Now, you own Hollywood Skin Atlanta, so how long have you owned this company?
So I own it with myself and my sisters. We've owned it for about, since a little, around COVID. So around, we're going into our fourth year.
Okay.
So roughly about 4 to 5 years.
So what made you want to start up this business?
Well, so we wanted to, we're estheticians, of course, and we wanted to bring something to the area that was going to provide just a place where people can come for treatments, both relaxing and results driven. It's a passion of ours. And we just, you know, wanted to try the entrepreneurial route and just open up a business that was catered to what we love to do.
That's great. So what are some of the different, can we call them treatments?
Yes, absolutely.
Or, yeah, what are some of the different treatments that you offer?
Yeah, so the treatments range from waxing, and that's full body waxing, from brows to just kind of legs, everything. We do body treatments like body wraps, body scrubs, detox wraps. We do cryo treatments. Wow. We do facials, anywhere from basic facials to your intro, to advanced facials like chemical peels. And we also do just a little bit about everything.
So you mentioned the cryo treatments. All right. Because what I'm thinking of that is you're put into this like pod
am I on the right track here?
No. So we
way off.
There is that chamber where you sit in there and it just gets drops down to a certain degree. We actually do cryo slimming and cryo toning and cryo facials. So we use a machine that has a wand that drops it to about -4, -5 to really stimulate the blood flow. When we're doing cryo slimming, cryo toning, it's meant to go in there and kill the fat pockets where your body now sees this as waste. And then we get them in 2 days later for a detox so that we can really stimulate that lymphatic to push all that waste out.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty scientific.
It's a lot that goes involved.
Wow. That's so I kind of assume that your clientele is probably what, 90-95% female. I mean, can men go in there too?
Absolutely. And you're right. So we do have a high percentage of female clients, that about 90%. We do have some men in there. So we have gentlemen facials specifically tailored for men to groom beard. And of course, it's a little bit more gentle because we know men do not like a lot of pain. But we definitely focus on, you know, the relaxing part. And, you know, they love the treatments. They continue to come back.
Really? Okay. Well, that's interesting to know that it's not just for women. Men like to look good as well, too.
Absolutely. So, yes.
So what are some other unique things that you have with your business? Because you just listed off a whole host of really interesting treatments that, for me personally, I had no idea were around.
Right. So this year, we're gearing up to bring in some more advanced treatments. So we are getting a medical director on board where we will be offering some more advanced products as well as some more advanced treatments. Currently, right now, we do have it where, and we will continue this as well, you come in and you're getting pampered, you know, from the front desk. You change into robes, slippers. You get to have a choice of complimentary beverages that range from hot tea, infused water, mimosas, red wine, white wine. So we're really giving you that Hollywood experience.
Oh, I like that.
Yes. We are transitioning into a bigger space, staying in downtown Lawrenceville, where we will include a more variety of services and a lot more rooms and having in a lot more staff on board so we can service, you know, a higher volume of clientele since we're growing.
That's fantastic. So as you were just talking, I came up with an idea, and I will guarantee you that you already have this idea, because I was talking about men kind of doing that. So do you have like a package or like his and her type treatments?
So we do have like a spa package, which includes facials and body treatments or massage that they can choose from. We do have couples treatments that they can come either together, or you can come with your best friends, or you can come with your kids, whatever it is. But we do have dual packages as well.
I figured that because I'm under the impression that, because I've had friends of mine, female friends, say, oh, you got to go get a pedicure. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
No. But then I talk to some other guy friends and they say, yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
I did that because I was and they love it. So
yes.
I am kind of getting the same vibe from that this could be the same situation. And I think having somebody go with you to kind of coax you into it.
Yes. So. Yeah. And make it like a just kind of a spa day with your significant other or your bestie or whatever, or a child. You can gift it to someone for their birthday. We get a lot of that. And we do have gift cards that you can, you know, get online or come in person. So it's we do have it tailored to where we can see, you know, two people at the same time, where you could just kind of make it a day.
And how long can these treatments last? I mean, because when you're talking about, you know, getting pampered, I mean, that sounds great. I don't want 15 minutes of that. I want like an hour or two.
Absolutely. So it starts anywhere from 50-minute facials and body treatments, and we go up to 80 minutes. With the cryo and detox, that can go anywhere from about an hour and a half, just because there are some several steps involved, and we really want to make sure that we are spending a lot of time just kind of reducing the fat.
Awesome. Yeah. So is there anything else about your company that people should know about? I mean, we're in downtown Lawrenceville, which is a beautiful place. Like I'm envisioning, all right, we're going to go get this spa treatment for an hour, hour and a half, and then go have a drink somewhere else as well to kind of support everybody here in downtown Lawrenceville.
Yes.
So
we are a lot of our clients, you know, we'll see my sister, we're twins. So they don't realize they may have seen her, and then they come and see me. We're veteran owned, and we also own a beauty school. So we're really, really involved in the beauty industry.
That's excellent. So not just this, you got a whole lot going on. That's really fantastic. So, hey, This is great. Actually, let me if you give out the website and let people know where to find you.
Yes. So you can find us online at www.hollywoodskinatlanta.com. You can make your bookings online, or you can call and make an appointment over the phone, or you can come in person. If you're not quite sure what treatment you want to get, we do have consultations for face or body. So you can just come in and have a free consultation. We'll take a look, discuss your concerns, and just come up with a good plan that works for you.
I like that. I like it. Thank you so much for this. Gosh, Hollywood Skin Atlanta, yes. Downtown Lawrenceville. You can find them right there. It's a pretty small place, so you can find yourself around, just park and you're right there.
Yes.
So, Jessica, thank you so much for this, and I wish you the best of luck. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We'll have final thoughts after this.
Get ready to pedal into a day of thrills and spills at the U.S. Pro Cycling Circuit Race. This April 28th from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Swing by Curiosity Labs at Peachtree Corners for high-speed action that will have you on the edge of your seat. Food trucks, a family play area, and vendors galore. It's the race event of the year for everyone. Bring your helmets, lace up those shoes, and join us. Race over to Peachtree Corners. It's time for family, speed, and a day packed with excitement. Don't miss out. Gather the entire family and join us on April 28th. It's the event you don't want to miss.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings, like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Marietta Daily Journal, the Community Podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan Counties, or the Paulding County News Podcast. Read more about all our stories and get other great content at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.